This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And your first chance to win $1,000. Final two chances of the week on our show will start at 8 a.m. It's Sean and RJ on the home of the Rangers and Cowboys. The big NFL controversy from yesterday involving our guy Mike Florio. We have the audio for you to judge when it comes to maybe hurting Patrick Mahomes. That's at 7:40. Delino DeShields in studio with a special message to Ranger fans before he heads on out to play for Cleveland as part of the Corey Kluber trade. Mike Fisher joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Are you enjoying your pablum today?
Yeah, what is?
So Fish sends a text every morning, and its first one is, says Cowboys change dash or pablum. And I asked Sean, I was like, what did he misspell here? What is pablum? I get on the phone, I'm like, Fish, what is pablum? And Boomer over here says it's baby food.
Sean Sharif, you're going to learn what pablum is. It's soft and mushy baby foods that we can all consume easily. And I'm not saying that this is happening inside the building. There's actual cowboy changes and actually smart people involved and all that kind of stuff. But what we're being fed is, when it comes to our defense, we're going to make a lot of changes. It's going to be completely different than it was last year. And then you kind of look into what's actually different, and you realize they're feeding us pablum. How many down linemen are they going to have?
What do you mean? How many?
They're gonna play four down linemen,
right?
Same as last year.
Yeah.
How many times are they gonna go to a sub package where it's two linebackers and five defensive backs? Oh, probably 80% of the time. Same as last year. Are they gonna let that stupid Marinelli be involved in helping to pick defensive linemen? No, because he's gone. They're gonna let Mike McCarthy and Mike Nolan and Jim Tomsula help pick defensive linemen. Well, wait a minute. I thought we didn't want coaches to pick them. Which is it? We're kind of turning Marinelli into
a villain,
into a whipping post here.
Yeah,
a fall guy.
Yes,
as Chris Carter would say. Like all those bad picks on defense were his fault. And ask Will McClay once we get beyond the pablum, and he will tell you, no, we made those picks. We picked Tristan Hill. We picked Taco Charlton. We picked Randy Gregory. That wasn't just Rod Marinelli storming into the room and demanding to have his way. So we need to be a little fairer to some of the people that were here before, and we need to look a little deeper into what's really changing. Guys, I think there's a distinct possibility that maybe McCarthy, Nolan, and Tomsula go to the scouting department and say, we would like to be more multiple on defense, which means sometimes we'd like to line up in a 3-4, which means can we bend our rule a little bit on fat nose tackles? You know, can we draft a guy who could be a one technique in a 4-3 defense, but who could also line up on the nose and be 330 pounds? But otherwise, and maybe ball hawk defensive backs. Maybe we shouldn't worry about how long their arms are. Maybe we should see if they can catch a football. but otherwise, football is still football, and trying to tell Cowboy Nation that everything's completely different on defense because we didn't like what they did last year. Choppy, you're being fed pablum.
What did you make of Will McClay's comments about Byron Jones saying, yeah, he's a starting caliber corner.
Yeah, and he didn't say it with the same tone that you guys are using, but the same tone came out.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of money. We got a lot of cap room. We got our priorities. We know that priority number one is Dak Prescott, who is going to the Bears, apparently. We'll get to that in a minute. Huh? And priority number two is Amari Cooper, who's going to check on things with Odell Beckham Jr., which we'll get to in a minute. And then what about Byron? He played here.
Why is Will McClay even commenting on the cap, number one? And number two, RJ brought this up. Why is Will McClay even commenting, period?
What other scouting director says a word around the NFL? Like, don't be seen, don't be heard. Just do your job and move on.
Yeah, which, of course, by and large, is what Will McClay does. There's still 90% of Cowboy Nation that has no idea who Will McClay is or what he looks like. But your point's well taken that this is what's going to be another one of the streamlines that, hey, listen, McCarthy is going to be the foot. No, that, again, it's going to be the same as always. Everybody's the football voice at Inside the Star. Anytime there's a mic, and I don't mind it. I mean, it's fun for me. Yeah. It gives me fodder. It gives you, Sean, fodder.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys organization, in terms of the football message, is not streamlined. That's what we're learning again.
Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline right here on the Fan. What else you got on Dak and Amari?
Okay, so the Dak Prescott and the $40 million and the franchise tag, those are all in play. Remember now, the franchise tag is not a weapon. It's a tool. They're not going to franchise tag Dak to punish him or to trap him. The deadline on that is March 10th, I believe. And if they don't have a new contract with Dak by March 10th, which they might, but if they don't, they'll franchise tag him simply to retain his rights. That's all that'll be. And then they will continue to talk about a deal that I think will eventually now very likely be $40 million APY. In the meantime, the Chicago Tribune has a big story out there.
Wait, you think the number now is $40 million per year?
I think that by the time we look back on Wentz and look back on Goff, and
because I thought you were at 33 before.
Well, I was at 33 before because I think Dak Prescott was at 33 before, and I think when they got close in September, as we talked about at the time, and Stephen Jones is now saying openly, and other people were saying Dak wants 40. We were being told that Dak recognized that over 30 is something and that 33 to 36 is the place, and that's where it was. But now, what's Pat Mahomes going to get after he wins the Super Bowl, Sean?
Who cares? I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that to Dak. Just like they said that to Tank when it came to Khalil Mack. And it doesn't matter what Pat Mahomes is getting. You're not in his stratosphere. So let's talk with Goff and Wentz and whatever Deshaun Watson's going to get. So who cares what Pat
Mahomes
gets?
Deshaun's the key because if he gets like 36, that skews everything too.
Okay, and boys, those are the right answers to Dak Prescott's agent. But now it's April 6th, and it's the beginning of off-season minicamp and OTAs. You coming?
We'll franchise you, and then you can decide to skip out. We'll franchise you.
Yeah, and I guess I'm suggesting that I think part of what they're betting on is that Dak Prescott, who could have done that last year, he could have skipped last year and chose not to, I think they're betting on that he won't miss, that he recognizes that as the leader and the core and he sets the tone that he won't skip. But if they're wrong, then that's a little pressure that he's got back on them.
Yeah.
It is the same game as with Tank Lawrence. Remember now, in the end, Tank Lawrence got the biggest contract in franchise history. Dak Prescott will eventually, in the next coming months, get the biggest contract in Cowboys history. Unless the Bears want to snap him up.
Where's that coming from?
Yeah, go find it on Fish Sports. The Chicago Tribune has a story out, and it's hilarious that, you know, they don't know quite what they're going to do. The Bears don't with Mitch Trubisky, but they seem committed to him as a starter. Who could be his backup, says the headline. And then they suggest that Dak Prescott could be his backup.
What?
I'm telling you.
Are you sure you didn't misread that?
I read it three times. I wondered if it was something that was from The Onion. I wondered if they might have gotten this from Choppy on one of his rants.
The Pablum. Pablum times.
No, I think Dak Prescott's not going to the Bears. Now, Amari Cooper also not going anywhere, and he's at the Pro Bowl with Jane Slater. But, hey, Jane, get some work done down there and quit. You're not trying out for the Olympics.
Yeah.
I must say, though, Jane Slater runs a 5.4 40.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, it's 5.4 4.
Okay. I got good news for Jane. She would finish in the middle of the pack among these current fan hosts. That's not bad. That's not bad. 5-4-4.
No, that's good.
That's fantastic. Okay,
but Jane, put down the track cleats and put down the boxing gloves, even though now that I've seen it on social media, a boxing match between Jane Slater and Stephen A. Smith would be a riot.
What are you more tired of, Hot Boys tweets or Dez tweets?
I think the Dez video things, I think that he and his people think that somehow that's going to do something to teams. And okay, fine. You've raised your profile. You've demonstrated that you want back, obviously. You've demonstrated that you can catch fireballs with one hand, which is pretty cool. That's awesome. But I don't think like the Colts are looking at Twitter to see if Dez Bryant can play. And so I think Dez and his agent, if they're serious about this, need to start getting with teams and offering to try out. I don't think Twitter videos are going to do it. By the way, Amari Cooper told Jane he wants to have a conversation with Odell Beckham Jr. about the new Cowboy receiver coach, Adam Henry. And before we think that that's completely insane, I remind us about Adam Henry. He had Beckham and Jarvis with the Browns. Before that, this coach was with the Giants when he had Beckham. Before that, he was at LSU, and he had Beckham and Jarvis Landry. So he is clearly the Odell Beckham Jr. whisperer, and Amari Cooper wants to get some information from him as we go forward.
Fish, Luka makes the All-Star team as a starter. Will he be one of the first three selections by LeBron or Giannis?
You know, this thing can be really fun, but it can also be really political. If you're a team or a franchise that would someday like to steal away Luka,
yeah,
you certainly make sure, the Lakers certainly make sure to tell LeBron, hey, get him to understand how much we love him. We love him so much that, and this isn't a prediction, by the way. I think Luka's here for life. I think he'll be great. He is on the record of saying, I want to be like Dirk. And when we asked him, what do you mean? He mentioned the 21 years of Dirk Nowitzki. So I'm not too afraid of all this. But beyond just picking the best player, there's picking the fun player, and then there's the politics of the NBA.
Trade rumors, Michael. We are seeing Robert Covington. We're seeing Danilo Gallinari. And then yesterday I saw the name Joakim Noah.
I understand the idea that the Mavericks are like looking under all the rocks. Carlisle said last night, we're short. We're running out of big men, is what he said. Now, you ran out of Dwight Powell. You're not running out of you ran out of one big man, but I get the point. But I think that's Carlisle's hint of what they'd prefer. But in terms of Noah, you're talking about just an old, broken-down body. So, sure, go ahead and examine it. But I think the Cowboys the Mavericks were already planning on being active as we get to the February 6th trade deadline. The Dwight Powell injury accelerates that, as far as I'm concerned. What's interesting is you look at all these names, and they're all different guys. Covington is a 3-and-D guy. Gallinari is a perimeter shooter, a big, tough matchup perimeter shooter. The idea that we brought up with the Kings the other day, which I still think is valid, because that's a Luka-friendly idea, that you get Bogdan and then Dedmon as well, a 7-foot center who can play offense. I think it's interesting. Oh, and Iguodala. Throw that into the mix too. So all those guys are really completely different kinds of players, and I encourage that for the Mavericks, because they don't just need, if we just have this one kind of guy, we'll make the leap. Only that kind of guy. They still need a third best player. If they could add a third best player, no matter what position it is, no matter what he does, they are all the better suited to really make some hay in the playoffs.
Fish, this was very, very productive, man. We appreciate it. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, boys. Pablum.
Mike Fisher, buyer say. Did you know what Pablum was?
No, I thought it was pureed. You puree baby food.
Yeah.
I had never heard of Pat. I heard of, like, Farina.
Yeah.
Right? Farina is like that old depression food.
Biggie and Will already with the Mike Fisher Gerber face on the side of a bottle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.